Bob Pompiani with us. Hello, Bob.
Hello. You talk so much, I have to do it. I'm ready to hit a tee shot. Can you hold on?
Yes.
Yeah, actually. What are you pulling, driver?
Here's my friend Jeff from Lynx Brewing. He's going to describe my shot, and I'll get right back to you. Hold on.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Do you want to whisper the Pompiani shot to us like you would
just talking his backswing.
A Frank Nabilo or an Andrew Catalan?
He's lined up. He's lined up. Backswing. He smashed it down the middle.
What did he hit there? Did he pull driver, Jeff?
He went driver, and he crushed
it. How far?
He crushed it. About 380.
380? Oh, my God. Was he John Daly?
380, Bob.
Hey, I pay him to exaggerate. He's
Are
good.
You on these enhancement pills, just like Shannon Sharp?
Well, if it would work that way, absolutely I would. But I need that to get it to that level. I can't, down the middle is fine.
What course, what hole right now, Bob?
What's that?
What course, what hole?
We're on number 9.
At your home track?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Tough hole.
Bob, let's first talk about Justin Fields. Russell Wilson commenting after practice today, saying that I'm trying to be smart, was the quote. I'm trying to be smart when talking about his calf injury. A comment like that, does that make you think Justin Fields will play against Denver? And if so, how do you think he'll do?
Yeah, I think he will. I just think this injury with the calf is real for Russell. I think they won a game. He did what they wanted him to do. They're going to go out to a place where you're facing a quarterback as a rookie who's, I think, going to have some problems of his own. So I think the natural thing is to keep Justin in there for this week and then, see what happens after this week when they come on to take on the Chargers.
Arthur Smith basically said, too much respect for Jesse Bates. Didn't want to let him wreck the game for us. That's why we didn't throw to the middle of the football field at all against the Falcons. One, Pomp, do you buy that explanation? Two, do you think that we will see the Steelers throw the ball over the middle of the field against Denver?
They absolutely should, Chris. I mean, we've looked at some of these charts that they have out there, next-gen charts about where these balls go, and it was terrible last week. There was nothing in the middle of the field. It was a carryover of last year. I do believe what they say, that they didn't want a game to be wrecked vis-a-vis don't make the turnover. So they played it cautiously. I think this week they should go after a lot of things in the middle of the field, from Freiermuth to Pickens on slants, Austin over the middle. They have a lot of potential there. But they gotta actually do it.
I'm sensing heavy breathing. Are you walking the course today, or are you in a cart, Bob?
Yeah, I'm not standing sharpening it. I can tell you that. I mean, I'm walking, and I should be in better shape than this. But especially down the middle, you know what I'm talking about. But hey, I'm also trying to talk to you guys, and I'm not used to doing both. So,
well, are you gonna tell us when you need to hit another shot? It sounds like based on what Jeff told us, you might have wedge in, like something.
And you
less
might
than
add,
wedge.
And it might be another 5 minutes based on how far you hit
that's
down
a par. That's a par five. That's a par five down there. That's that hole, Chris.
That's true.
Yes.
So it's more of just position shot for me.
Oh, all about positioning.
Yep.
Bob, let me ask you about the backyard brawl on Saturday. Starkey wrote a column today saying that he thinks the backyard brawl is a better rivalry than Pitt Penn State. Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry. I say that again. I was looking at
Starkey wrote
marker.
A column and said he thinks that the backyard brawl is a better rivalry than Pitt Penn State. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I would say no. I would want to see Pitt Penn State on a regular basis. I think they're both great. I think you guys both know how I feel. I'm sure you feel the same way. You'd rather see, people play these games. That's what they're all about. I know West Virginia, we were talking last night on the sports call, they have Alabama coming up twice.
Wow.
home and home, and they did that because Nick Saban's a West Virginia guy. He's no longer there. They may want to mulligan on that. I think they're both great rivalries. I think Pitt Penn State is bigger.
Bob, last week you were on your own island. You picked the Falcons. The Steelers won. Knowing you, I can't fathom that you're going to go 0-2 to start the season. So the Pompiani crystal ball, give us predictions on the backyard brawl, and then Steelers-Broncos on Sunday.
Well, first of all, my Atlanta prediction was based solely on the fact that Atlanta had a returning five offensive line. They had a veteran quarterback who I didn't know was that compromised. And I thought the Steelers offensive line would have some problems. I also figured in a couple of turnovers along the way. None of that happened. So Pittsburgh did a great game plan. They executed. They need touchdowns, of course. Boswell is a big advantage and a luxury. But I think they'll win this week. I just don't think Denver's all that good. I think they're going to have issues with Bo Nix unless he breaks contain and does some magical stuff with his legs. So I like the Steelers 24-16, and I like Pitt to win in a close game against West Virginia. I think West Virginia generally should have a better team, but I think Pitt is going to find a way to win this game, you know, buoyed by the fact that they came back last week the way they did. I think there is a carryover effect to that.
Bob, enjoy the rest of your round. It'll be a memorable round. I am sensing, I think you're going to get one eagle, and I think you're going to hole out, and I also think you're going to make at least a 30-foot putt between now and the end of your day.
You're a very optimistic man. I would bet against that. Believe me, I take the odds of play.
Number of French martinis slash transfusions during the round.
One transfusion in the books, one French coming up, and maybe more. We'll see. Depends on how I do about it.
And maybe more, we'll see.
There you go.